Morning, Gutho.
Good morning, man. How are we?
Yeah, pretty good for a Tuesday, mate. And no doubt you and your teammates have been searching for some answers since Friday night. What have you come up with as the catalyst for that result so far?
Yeah, we did our review yesterday, got back in the train, and then had a look at it. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't what we wanted to be watching. But, look, there's a lot of things that we need to fix, and they just beat us at our game off the kickoff and went straight through the middle of us. And that's what we pride ourselves on, our tough through the middle, and we didn't turn up with the right attitude there. And obviously a great team like that in good form, we're going to touch you up, and that's what they did to us. But we reviewed it, got what we needed out of it, and moved forward now.
Geez, I was disappointed, Gutho. I've been riding you blokes all year and thinking that you win the comp, and I'm just about to jump off. Tell me, don't jump off yet.
No, definitely not yet. Still a long way to go. Three more weeks in the season and see what happens there. And look, it's disappointing the way we turned up on the weekend. And after two great performances, it probably happened a little bit too much this year. That like that, are two good games and then absolute shocker. But look, we're still fighting. We're still working hard to try and fix the problem. And as I said, three more weeks and then we can see what happens.
Your coach, Brad Arthur, said there was just no physicality, that you were too tentative. I mean, how personally have the players taken that? And do you put that on each other? In your review, do you sort of, you know, really ask questions of each other? Because I can only imagine, well, that to be told that by your coach is quite confronting.
Yeah, the middle took it very personally. We had a pretty honest review session yesterday, and we watched the first set and they rolled a 65 metres and put a good ball kick up. So obviously to start the game, that's not a good set to go, and sort of just snowballed from there. But our middles really took that personally, what Brad said. And look, hopefully it creates a bit of spark and they can come out this weekend. And as you just said, the Bulldogs touched us up earlier in the year, and we need to go out there with a bit of bit of pride and go after the game.
So how do you go into finals footy with the uncertainty around what para team's going to show up? Because I feel like we've sat here with you, you know, 20 times this year, and I know what it's like also being in the players' situation, mm-hmm. where you train well, your preparation's good, you feel like you do everything the same, yet come game day, it's like, man, what just happened? How did we get bowled out for 100 where 2 days ago we made 450? But sometimes you just don't know the answer. But how do you take that as the leader into finals footy and feel confident?
Yeah, exactly. That's the frustrating thing. We train, as you said, we train really well all week. We think we're going to go out there and just put in a great performance. And we turn up to the game, everyone's confident, and then you walk off the field and say, yeah, exactly. How did that happen? But look, it's something we've been trying to figure out for a while now, and we need to figure it out quickly, because as you said, it's coming up to the to the business end with only three rounds left. And look, we have to be ready to go. We have to come out this weekend and start. And it's still just taking a week in, week out, but look, we have to turn up. Soon there's not going to be a second chance or another week.
They're a dangerous footy side at the back, and they have been for the last few months, Gutho. I mean, they did touch up early in the season, but they can score from anywhere. So defensively, you're going to have to be on song.
Yeah, exactly. They've sort of got nothing to lose at the moment, and that's shown in their footy. Even the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've been in it until about 15, 20 minutes to go, and other teams have just sort of scored a couple of late ones. But we're wary of what they're going to bring, and they're going to be full of confidence to what they did to us last game. And as I said, we have to go out there after what Brad said about our team and our middles. It's as I said, hopefully a little bit of a flame, and they take it personally. And after our review yesterday, we can sort of look each other in the eyes and go out there and put in a good game.
Just remind Reed Barney who he's playing for this week. But seriously,
slap. I want to see if he kisses the badge when he scores again. Kiss that para badge. love it. The old Dougie Bollinger, go the wrong side. Remember Dougie went to kiss the Aussie coat of arms and got the VB logo?
I think that's what he did last time versus two. That's why we lost.
But seriously, what a loss he's going to be for you.
Yeah, he's been great for us. Obviously, debuted here a few years ago, and he's going to be a massive loss. But Look, he's just a competitor. He'll go go out on the weekend and do what he needs to do. And his head's still here at the moment. It's not like he's looking too far forward. And you can see in his performances when things aren't going right, he tries his ass off every game. And that's what we need from Reedy. It's going to be a big loss, but hopefully we've still got a fair few games left with him.
Not that he's going to say solve all your problems, but is Mitch Moses likely to play this weekend?
I think he's pushing for it. I think he has to see the surgeon or get a last clearance or something like that in the next couple of days. But he's definitely working hard and pushing towards this week. And look, hopefully he's a quality player and hopefully we can have him back on the field.
How do you practice for those massive bombs that are coming your way from Burton, buddy?
I don't know. Not many can put them up in our team.
My God.
It's probably half the size, but... Look, I think we handled them pretty well last game, and it's just about backing yourself. You just go in and be confident, attack the ball, and if you drop one, you drop one. But he puts them up from anywhere. So he's hitting torpies from his own 20-metre line that goes 70 metres. So he's got to be ready for it and take the challenge head on.
What do you do there, Gutho? And I always found, regardless of whether it's the big torps or... And again, I wasn't a fullback, but the time that I played a couple of games at fullback, the in-between kick, the in-between the winger and the fullback.
Yours?
Oh, yeah, and you're unsure. I can only imagine when you're unsure, but that type of bomb's coming at you.
Yeah, it's a bit, as you said, when he hits them perfectly and they're sort of floating up there and you don't know where it's going to land. And I like just taking it on. I'll yell out pretty early and go after the ball and, as I said, you'd rather be confident and go after it and drop it that way than let it bounce because you never know where the bouncing ball is going to go. And you just got to back yourself. I'll back myself all the time and just go after it.
Did he play fullback?
A couple of times, yeah.
Haven't you heard his fullback story?
I played against PNG.
Papua New Guinea, yeah, when he refused to catch it. Could hear the footsteps. Ran the other way.
They were charging at me, and I knew that
tough
I was going to get
tough daily. He was tough back in the day. Don't worry about that.
I'd always blame the winger. I'd say, mate, it split us. I didn't know. I didn't know whether the winger wanted it.
I was the opposite to Gutho in cricket. If it went up, it was like Gillies or Hads. Anyone with gloves on a jaws, get me out of there. No way was I going for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a coward. I'm telling you, if you play PNG and you're fullback, they're coming after you.
13 Justin Ollams coming out.
Yeah, 13 Justin Ollams. There you go.
Gutho, how's your body? Again, big season. How do you feel, obviously getting closer to the finals as well, personally?
Yeah, my body's actually feeling really good. Probably the best it's been in a few years at this time of the year. And it's just about maintenance and staying on top of it. And probably get a little bit older. So after sessions, you've got to do a bit more recovery. And just all the little things sort of add up at this time of year. And as I said, I'm feeling really good, which is a massive bonus. And obviously get your hits and everything after the games. But just being able to go every week, this is when you want to be playing. And these are the games you want to be playing in. You don't want to miss them just from a little niggle or something like that.
All right, I've just found 4 minutes 17 of highlights of a 1991 match between PNG and Australia. So,
I'm going to go sit on the table and watch it as well.
Gutho, thanks so much, mate, and good luck against the Dogs this week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.